Wait. A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stove.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. because of COVID-19 or the coronavirus pandemic, which is currently ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where the Ministry of Health, as of last night, said there are 7,683 cases of COVID-19 positive cases. And we have good news on the recovery scene. There are 5,924 recoveries, and unfortunately, 225 deaths. Although last week we saw a decrease in the number of people dying from COVID-19 in Zimbabwe.
According to Johns Hopkins University, there are over 31 million cases worldwide. And out of this number, about 961,000 people have actually died. In USA, there are almost 87 million people that have contracted COVID-19 and over almost 200,000 have actually died. So this is the situation in Zimbabwe and other countries. Yabakambe zvirikuhamba njani lapha khona endaweni zonke zomhlaba esijeneyo. Ye lamhla ke kulave talk sikhangela ukuthi yenzakala khona ngale emabandleni MDC. Lapha sikhuluma ngeMDC Alliance, sikhuluma njalo la ngeMDC T ekhokhelwa ke uNkosazana Dokuzane Kuphe. Xa sikhangela ke khona manje sikhangele iCovid-19 kungani nje iyehlile kancane eZimbabwe. Kuthiwa kumbe ukuthi sokutshisa kumbe kungani sokunjanjani. So ke sizokuthiwa khona manje sokulabantu ke abafika phose 8,000 kwele Zimbabwe asebanjwe i-COVID-19. Kuzokusithi abafika phose 6,000 sebasila, kuze buya 225 sebabhubha. Xa sobuya ke emhlabeni onke jikelele kunabantu abedlula 31 million asebanjwe i-COVID-19. Kuthi ke lapha eMelika kunabantu abafika phose 7 million asebanjwe umkhuhlane lo. Abantu bayabhubha sibili singabona emhlabeni wonke jikelele. I-Johns Hopkins University kulabantu 961,544 asebabhubha. Khonapha ke kwele Melika kulabantu abayi 199,552 asebabulawa i-COVID-19. Singangeni kudaba lwe-MDC sike sizumavela sikhonapha. Mavelas.
Aiwa, kunao vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu musi wemuvhuro kudai September 21 tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro. Uyezve apo nhasi tiri kutarisa isu denda reCovid-19 iro ratekeshera pasi rose tichisanganisira munyika yeZimbabwe. Apo parizvino bazi rezveutano riri kutaura iro kuti kubva nezuro manheru pakange paine ipo vanhu vanosvika ivo 7,683 vabatwa nedenda iri reCovid-19. Asi zvakare vaine nhau dzakanaka dziri kubuda dzekuti pavana vakabatwa nedenda iri reCovid-19 pane vanhu 5,924 parizvino vakawanikwa ivo vachipona kubva kudenda iri reCovid-19. Tozotarisa zvakare mune nhau yeavo vakawanikwa vachishaya kubva kudenda iri reCovid-19 parizvino vasvika pa225. Asi tinonzwa bazi rezveutano richiti iro vhiki rapera ranga riri vhiki rakanaka munyaya iyoyi yeCovid-19 sezvo vanhu vakawanikwa vachishaya anga ari mumwe chete badzi. Saka ndo zviri kuitika munyika yeZimbabwe pari zvino. Asi John Hopkins University yemuno muAmerica inozivisa iyo kuti pasi rose vanhu vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri reCovid-19 pari zvino vari kuramba vachiwanda uyezve parizvino vasvika pa30 million. Toona zvakare 959 takuda kutosvika pa1 million vanhu vashaya pasi rose kubva kudenda iri reCovid-19. Totarisa muno muAmerica mandiri parizvino mune vanhu 6.8 million vabatwa neCovid-19 tichiona kuti 199 nearly 200,000 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri reCovid-19. Muno muWashington DC mandiri kutepfenyura ndiri uyezve ndiri kutepfenyura ndiri kumba pamusoro pedenda iri reCovid-19 mune vanhu 14.9 vabatwa neCovid-19. 620 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Saka tichange tiine gango muzuva ranhasi. Tichitarisa isu nyaya iyoyi yeCOVID-19. Tichitarisa zvakare kuti nhasi izuva reInternational Peace Day. Asi tinoona munyika yeZimbabwe pane mapisha-pisha ari pakati pemapato anopikisa reMDCT notungamirwa namuzvare Tokozani Kupe neMDC Alliance yava Nelson Chamisa. Saka tichange tiine vanyarikani vachangouya ipo pano. Tichikurukura tichiona kuti zviri kufamba sei, tichitarisa kuti takatarira maelections a2023 uyezve nemabyelections mamwe achange ari kuuya munguva inotevera zvichange zviri kufamba sei. Saka ndodzimwe nyaya dzatichange tiri kuzeya nhasi, uyezve tisingakanganwe kuti pasi rose richiri kurwisa denda reCOVID-19.
So we know marvelous that in 2017 there was an MTC alliance that was formed, and it was led by Mr. Mokhen Tsvangirai. And Mr. Mokhen Tsvangirai at that time was the leader of the MTCT. Then over a year later, there was a tragedy that Mr. Tsvangirai passed away. And following his death, then there were serious problems in the MTCT, and we saw Mr. Nelson Chamisa and Ms. Tokozani Kupe fighting over the control of the party. As it is right now, we know that the MTCT has actually announced that it will be fielding candidates in the parliamentary and council by-elections as the MTC Alliance. But the MTC Alliance, led by Nelson Chamisa, says these people will be making a big mistake if they go that way. But Ms. Kupe is saying the MTC Alliance is the property of the MTCT. So there's a crisis there. But lucky enough, we've got our guests already lined up right now. Our first guest is Mr. Clifford Tlatshwayo, the Deputy National Spokesperson of the MTC Alliance. Mr. Tlatshwayo, welcome to the program.
Thank you, good.
Thank you so much for joining us. And we also have Mr. Mbuso Ntini. He is a political activist. And then we've got Mr. Machoba Nangobe, an attorney. He's a human rights lawyer. So starting with you, Mr. Tlatshwayo, so what's your take on all this, what is going on? And does your party have any options out of what is going on?
First of all, let me clarify. I heard you saying that the Minister is fighting with the Honorable Kupe. Mr. Chamisa, the people's president, quite know. Mr. Chamisa is a product of the people. He was elected duly at our Congress in Gweru last year, where all the leadership was elected. And it was not just an election at national level. The election started at branch level. That is the lowest level in our structures. Branch, constituents, provinces, and then national. So our party, MDC Alliance, is a party that was that was formed and supported by the people themselves from the grassroots. So we are a party that has leadership, a party that has MPs in parliament, a party that has councillors and mayors at about 28 local authorities, where we are the majority, where we are controlling. So what you are seeing is a fight against the will of the people. Is a fight against progress in as far as the national democratic revolution is concerned. So we are a party that has won election, a party that is a president who won 2.6 million votes, a party that is a president who was rigged by Mnangagwa, and we challenge that result in the constitutional court, and our case was there in the constitutional court as MDC Alliance with one president, President Nelson Chamisa.
Yeah, so marvelous.
Not sure. Maybe if we can ask Gibbs, our guests, to mute their mics. There's some feedback coming from one of the mics. So people, I think, are writing on that feed that they can't really hear us very well. Siku nawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa regai tinzwe kubva kuna vahlatyikwayo. Tichinzwa vahlatyikwayo, tiri kuona zviri kuitika pakati pebato renyu reMDC Alliance neMDCT panyaya ye kuti remangwana rinenge rakamira sei. Munganyatsotitsanangura kuti zviri kufamba sei, uyezve tokumbira kuti mutaure makanyatsotaura muri paizwi riri pamusoro mbichana.
Zvamuri kuona zvese zviri kuitika izvi haisiri NDC kana chii, ZANU-PF. ZANU-PF ndiyo iri kuvadziwa, ZANU-PF ndiyo iri kuirwisa musangano weNDC Alliance, ndiyo iri kurwisa President Nelson Chamisa nemhaka yei, nemhaka yekuti President Nelson Chamisa vakakwapaidza pamaelections abva kupfuura ayaya muna 2018 vamunangagwa vakawana 2.6 million votes vepresid wevanhu. Munozviziva takaenda kuconstitutional court tichichallenja nyaya iyoyo sesangano sapresidend vanga vahwina. Constitutional court ikataurawo zvimwe zvinhu zvayo, ende ndo dambudziko riri kunetsa muno muzimbabwe iro uro risina kugadziriswa rekuti president wevanhu vakamira sei, ari kunze kwehurumende, ari mukati nepresidend wecourt westate. Saka ndo problem yatiri kuita, ndo dambudziko ratinaro muzimbabwe, the biggest challenge. Saka ava vanhu ava vari kushandiswa vaungana pamwe chete sevanhu vakadyiwa election. Vanhu vakadyiwa election seko ZANU-PF yakaita se30,000 inoziziva. Saka vanhu vaungana vakadyiwa election, mwonzori akadyiwa election na Charlton Wende, Honorable Charlton Wende kubweru pacongress paya, waida kuita secretary general weNDC Alliance, akatiita senator weNDC Alliance Manikale. Saka zvinhu zvese zvavari kuita izvi iZANU-PF. Ava vanhu vari kutoshandiswawo semainstrument kuti zvinhu zvavo zveZANU-PF zviende mberi. Saka vachapetuka zvavo pamberi avo nekuti project yavo hakuna kwainoenda. Hapana anokwanisa kurwisa vanhu vakabudirira pasi pese penyika pano. Panozikanwa pangu pane madictators angane mashuri yakakura yekurwisa vanhu, asi hapana pavakasvika. Chinotonga pano pasi vanhu, inozi people's power. People's power iyi ndo people's power ina president Nelson Chamisa. Saka zviri kuitika zvese izvi vari kuda kurwisa kuri nekuda kurwisa misangano vanhu, kuda kurwisa sabu, kuda kurwisa zvakasiyana siyana. Asi isusu semusangano weNDC Alliance takatarisa mberi kuti vanhu vanodei, vanhu vane maproblems, vanhu vane machallenges arimo ada agadziriswe. Saka isusu titori nesolution yekutigadzisa zvinhu munyika, asi ivo vari bhizi kuda kurwisa musangano, kuda kurwisa sabu yevanhu. Asi hapana pavanosvika, hapana chavanogona kuchiita nekuti chinotokosha mupolitics vanhu, ende vanhu ndo vatinavo, vanhu ndo vatinoteerera, vanhu ndo vanotiisa gara rekutora. Ndosaka pamusangano wedu wakapfuura uyu pawekend takataura kuti tichapinda muvanhu tichanda vhiki rino, nekuti ratanga iri taakupinda muvanhu mastakeholders ese kuti atitiudza gara rekuti onai musangano, onai struggle zvayakuitwa izvi, totora gara ripi, vanhu vaakutiudza gara rekutora.
Hatiudzirwi
zvekuita neZANU-PF, hatiudzirwi zvekuita nevanhu vanda kuparadza sabwe yevanhu. Isusu tinoudzwa zvekuita nambuya Ezra vari kwache Nambuya, tinoudzwa zvekuita nasekuru John vari kwachirumhanzi, sekuru valengiwe vari kucholosi, ndo vanotiudza zvekuita.
Thank you, Mr. Thatcher. Thank you. Let's bring in another guest, and that is Mr. Busane Ntini. Mr. Ntini, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Baba Jube. Thank you, that were too marvelous.
So, what's your take on what is happening in the MTC, in the MTCs? You know, a lot is going on.
In my view, Baba Jube, as someone who is not linked to any party, I believe there is some child's play that is happening. The victims here are the people. When I look back to the MTC from 1999, there've been many, many splits. Mm-hmm. So this is not new. So when we look at the MTC, all MDCs, they've been singing a chorus for years that the courts are captured. Whether MDC, MDC Tswangirai, Movies, Jobs Kala, that has been their stance that the courts are captured.
Mm-hmm.
However, come 2019, some elements of the MDC, they are finding it so convenient to say they want to follow what the Supreme Court has delivered because it's in their favor.
Mm-hmm.
In law, I'm not a lawyer, but there is this thing called forbearance. it could have been easy for all MDCs to say, okay, Supreme Court, you have heard what you said. But as a party or as parties, what is happening is a political issue that will be dealt with in the political field. They could have easily chosen to do that, but we know now, mm-hmm. you know, the likes of Komichi, they already had a report on, you know, before the Supreme Court even ruled. So I think MDC, in this case, I'm talking MDC Alliance La Chamisa, mm-hmm. has been infiltrated for so many years, since 2018. They need to really cleanse themselves. There's a lot of people that are there, not for the right reasons. Case in point, if you look at Komishi, look at Monzora, they were there not really to support Chamisa. They were there for data mining and also just to manipulate things. There's a case of them fielding double candidates for the obvious reasons. So I think MDC, they have to really, you know, look at themselves, you know, look at the mirror and ask themselves, are we all here for the same reason? Are we all here for the same purpose? Are we all here for the people? And then MDC, I don't know if I should refer them to as MDCT, MDC Alliance, whatever name they choose. Mm-hmm. To me, as a common man, they don't have the will of the people. They don't have the support of the people. So I think they need to really ask themselves the question, who are we representing? And also, as they interpret the Supreme Court ruling, can they be fair in their interpretation? Don't pick and choose where they find it fit. Because the Supreme Court ruling is confusing to someone, to many lawyers. They don't even understand what the land judge was actually trying to say. There's many versions of the interpretations, but I think at the end of the day, people mm-hmm. are picking and choosing what works best for them. To me, as a common man, the issue of the Supreme Court was about who should lead the MDC. It had nothing to do with the MPs, the senators. Now that they are going back and reversing the whole thing, can we just go back and reverse the whole 2018 election? You know, you can't be picking and choosing what you want to reverse.
Thank you.
I think the will of the people should stand. People elected those that are under Chamisa, whether they want to label them MDC Alliance or MDC, whatever, people are with that particular party.
Thank you very much. Let's bring in a human rights lawyer, Mr. Machoba Nangube. He is in Bulawayo. Mr. Nangube, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Gibbs. Thank you, Ms. Mhlanga.
Thank you.
Good evening to my colleagues and the listeners.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ngobe. So give us your take on what options the MTC Alliance led by Nelson Chamisa has in all this. Do you think there are any options? What can they do?
Well, I've listened to Mr. Clifford Hlaswayo. I've listened to Mr. Usani Ntini. That are there. The first school of thought is that there is a Supreme Court decision that dealt with the issue of the leadership of the MDC. And then in terms of that decision, the Supreme Court determined that Nelson Chamisa had been put in as a vice president, and therefore took over control of the party unconstitutionally because he was not elected at Congress. That was Ankupe was the one that was elected at Congress. And then the Supreme Court decision goes further to say, look, Thokoza Ankupe went on to contest under the MDCT. Mm-hmm. She had gone to new political pasture, and therefore the question of leadership of the party became what we call moot or an academic point. And then Justice Patel then goes further to say, look, there is a chance that in the future, taking into account the vagaries and the vicissitudes of politics. Those are the two words that he uses.
Mm-hmm.
That the MDC may one day become a ruling party. So he says, on that basis, therefore, it is important that we make a determination of who is supposed to lead the party. And then it goes on to determine that it was Ankube should lead that party. So that's the first school of thought. The second school of thought says that the MDC alliance was not before the Supreme Court. Therefore, the decision that the court made in respect of the MDC had no bearing whatsoever on the MDC alliance, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
That's the second school of thought. Therefore, they say, look, that decision is of no value, is of no moment, is of no consequence. So that's the second school of thought. However, the actions or the things that have since occurred, to those belonging to the first school of thought would have foreseen, is that a number, it was Anukube, Monzora, and Kampani have proceeded to recall a number of MPs, a number of councillors elected under the ticket of the MTC alliance. And those people have lost those seats. Parliament has proceeded to expel them. The Minister of Local Government has proceeded to have the councillors removed from council. Mm-hmm. And therefore, vacancies have been created. The other point to note from where I stand is that if you look at that judgment, the judgment deals with what it calls the MDC, Movement for Democratic Alliance. It does not deal with the MDCT. It does not deal with the MDC Alliance. However, that judgment seemed to seek to collapse the MDCT and the MDC Alliance into one. Why I say this is because if you go to, I think it's page 39 of that judgment, the judge says the MDC party that is before the Supreme Court is the main opposition party in Zimbabwe. It has 88 seats in the National Assembly. It has 25 seats in the Senate. And then when you look at the factual issues on the ground and you say to yourself, which party has those number of seats? We all know that it is the MTC alliance. So insofar as the Supreme Court was concerned, they collapsed three political parties, if you will, or two political parties into one. And then they determined that Thokozani Kube is the one who's supposed to lead that party. Then if you have regard to the alliance agreement itself, from another school of thought, he said that the leader of the MDCT, that at the time was Tsvangirai before his untimely death,
mm-hmm.
That the person who's the leader of the MDCT is supposed to be the leader of the alliance. So from that perspective, since then the court has determined that Thokozani Kube is the leader of the other party that was supposed to have been led by Tsvangirai or who was supposed to have succeeded Tsvangirai, then she therefore becomes the leader of the alliance by extension. Those are the things that are out there. They are contested issues. They are controversial issues. There is no agreement on those issues. But the reality is that that is what the Supreme Court has determined. And one cannot wish it away because, look, arising from that decision, we've seen these unfortunate events of the recalls, the expulsions, and all manner of things. Unfortunately, I'm a lawyer, and insofar as I'm concerned, these are not legal matters. These are not matters for the determination by the courts. These are issues that should be determined at the political level, at the grassroots level. It is the beg for the soul in the hearts of the people. So what, the MTC alliance, as we knew it then,
mm-hmm.
insofar as I'm concerned, what they should do, if they were shrewd, I'm not a political scientist, But I think it's self-evident. So from where I stand, it's for them to really take a radical position, abandon the names MDC and, you know, form a new political party. For me, because you have to have, I mean, a forward thinking, you know, because you have 2023, I mean, in 2.5 years' time, so people will be going to the polls again. And if people do not plan for those polls, they will find themselves in a conundrum. I mean, that imagine a situation where Kupe were to go to court. Maybe they've trademarked that name, I mean, behind everyone's back, and they seek an interdict that no one can use those names, a movement for democratic change or alliance. And here you are stuck in that era. But look, this is my point of view. It's not binding on anyone. The politicians will make their own decision. But from where I stand, the pragmatic, I mean, approach will be to say, look, we know we have the people on our side. We need to get the people on our side, energize them in time so that they get to know us, I mean, in time before the polls come about. People should not worry about these by-elections because they are of no moment. They are of no consequence, really. There is nothing magical that will arise from them. The people who will be elected still do not have the power to turn around the economic situation, the social situation, the deteriorating, I mean, political situation in the council.
Thank you, yes.
At the end of the day, I think the peak is about 2023.
Thank you very much, Mr. Manchobana Ncube. Hold on there. Marvelous. We still have a
regai tiende kuna vahlachikwayo tinonzwa kuti munoona sei zviri kutaurwa navanqube vachangobva kutaura pamusoro pekuti bato renyu reMDC Alliance roita sei makanyanyotarisa 2023 nekuti vari kutaura ivo kuti maby-elections ari kuuya ehe akanaka hawo asi hapana chaanosandura nekuti pari zvino ZANU-PF ndiwo ine vanhu vakawanda muparamende saka kunyange vanhu vakawina maby-elections aya hapana chainosandura kuti paupfumi hwenyika nezvimwewo saka imi bato renyu reMDC Alliance riri kufunga kuita sei mune ramangwana
Regai nditaure kuruzhinji reZimbabwe kuti isu seMDC Alliance chatinotarisa zvikuru kuti vanhu vanodei vanhu vari kuti chii ndosaka ndati kutanga vhiki rino tiri kuenda pasi paground tinzwe zvavanenge vachiti chii totora bhara redu asi bhara redu takaritaura kudhara kuti hatingatauri zva2023 kana tisina kugadzisa 2018 nekuti zvakaitika 2018 zvinozikanwa nevanhu kuti president Nelson Chamisa ndo vakasarudzwa nevanhu makosi akaita zvino tine dambudziko muzimbabwe reelective tine dambudziko muzimbabwe recrisis crisis yegovernment crisis yevatungamiri utungamiriri ndo huri kuchinetsa muzimbabwe saka nyaya ya 2023 isusu takati election we are ready for election anytime as long as tagadzisa zvinhu zvinofanira zvigadziriswa muzimbabwe ndotatichitaura kuti nyaya yekuti tofanira kunge tine mareforms anofanira kuitwa zviri kuramba mana munangagwa nezanupf tisangane inyaya yekutada marikoni inyaya yekuziva kuti vanoziva hunzatunza hwavakaita hwekubira maelection saka isu tiri kuti ngatigarise nyaya ya 2018 tobva pana 2018 toenda pana 2023 kana any day reelection saka isu zvatikuda zvinhu ngazvigadziriswe zvinhu zvofamba zvakanaka hatisi kuda kuita nyika yeelection nyika inoramba ichiti election election toda nyika inoita election yopera ahwina ohwina zvakanaka zviri pachena zvepajikireni odzikamwa zvaawina nemavhoti mangani kusvika pari zvino hapana nezviva kuti munangagwa akawina mavhoti mangani hapana haana kutaurwa koti yakangoti vamunangagwa nevakahwina hazvitauri chinhu izvozvo hatingaiti nyika inotongwa nezvimatakanana zvakadaro nyika ndeyevanhu nyika ndeyevana vezimbabwe aite munhu hapana munhu ane matitle deeds enyika inei kuti ndini mbidzi wayo ndinokwanhingi no nyika ndeyevanhu kana vanhu vataura zvavataura kutora izvi zvinofanira kuteedzerwa saka isu semusangano wevanhu musangano weMDC Alliance tatikuda kwete kuti zvinhu ngazvigadziriswe munhaurirano hatisi kuti zvinhu ngazviitwe zvenharo kana zvinhu ngazvidii tiri kuti ngapaite hwaro hwatinoseta sevana vezimbabwe mushure mekunge tatenderana kuti abcd ndo zviro zvofanira zvigadziriswe toita toenda mberi pane kuti unorova bani akadai vachirova bani akadai vachiibaba ukaona baba achidza musha baba vachidza vana vana vachiri baba uyai pano titaure baba vachidza musha baba ivava ni baba vari sabosa baba ivava ni baba mukruzera so baba kruzera mupamba hatidi zimbabwe ndeyevanhu
But the problem here, Mr. Tajwai, the problem here is, what are you going to do? Do you have any options out of what the Kupe formation is doing? So at the end of the day, you may say it's ZANU, and so tell us.
But they are saying
they are not. That's the problem.
So it seems that Matoni has more than 15 million Zimbabweans. So I see that there's a Yakup in Yakado Perayo, my Matatam is just a collection, Jataura, Barasta Tora. She seems to be in the alliance to the Battle of Iran, what we did, you look at a Congress, we didn't see the alliance. Congress, Yaka, and then Yakata Kupi President. If I get a Congress, then this alliance, Yakapita President of Jamaica.
Thank you, Mr. Tachoy. Thank you so much.
So we must not allow one, Vakadaro, we must not allow that to happen.
Thank you, Mr. Tachoyo. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Let's bring in Ubabuntini. Babuntini, we are Muzola Putachoyo, we are Kuluma, what to again? Kataka Kurumoguti, Pogumede Benze, you are what? Njeng MTC. Alliance. What are you going to do? What are
you the MTC Alliance. I think beyond my lawyers. I think it's a party that has a lot of lawyers, but they are always reactive. About reactive mode. So Angwa's with Katia Sancho and Jehovah Bushajumbuzumbuzo or straightforward, what are impendulous told? What I gave me as a potential voter if the diaspora was given a vote. I do realize with the for AMA by elections, like who Uba Abumnunzana, who said, I think they won't change anything. I can see. EMDC Alliance, I know we don't want to change the pattern over with December, it's so close. But for 2013, they really need to think hard. Because as long as they have anything to do with MDC, Kupe, Komishi, and Monzora will always come back and lay some trick. Now, personally, I know what the MDC Alliance under Chamisa has is support the Iran. Being a changer, if he's avant to follow. I mean, it's obvious, not only do they have avant to Kangela in national executive. For instance, I think the Supreme Court had the requirement to Ukupe and the crew should have one of those NEC, I can't remember the actual name, it's some kind of executive. Meeting, they failed to constitute the majority because the majority is sitting with Chamisa. So I think what Chamisa has the people has a supporting leadership. Over Umonzora or Komishi lo mamuma kupe, bagu marriage of convenience. Abazwanani wona vota. We have already seen ama fight yepuma kuma ophukeni lekhoma uMonzora banje wathi. So abantu bakhona bonke balama ambitions ayehlukeneyo, balama goals ayehlukeneyo. And I suspect ukuthi nabantu ababahandlayo are different, and abantu abafuna ukuba impressed are different. Mm-hmm. And I still want ama voters abafuna ukuba impressed. Kulabanye abantu either ngababa badalayo kumbe ngabangane abayibo abaphusha i-agenda yabo. Kodwa ungakhangela between uMnumzane uKomishi, uMnumzane uMonsora, lo dokotela uMakhuphe kumbe lo Mudzuri, I think, abakho kusemu ndawo. They are not pulling the same direction. So that there is an indication ukuthi ungaze kube njani kuzawulenye split between those four people before we know it. So lapha nje kuphonga ujikelana udaka ebusweni. Like I said earlier on, they're just bajikela inhlabathi eporijini yabantu. And abantu, I mean ukuthi uZulu, ama voters, ayo akhethe uChamisa. There was no confusion going to November 2018 ukuthi iwapha amaphathi ncintisi. Kwakulo MDC Alliance ekaChamisa lekaMakhuphe. At the presidential level, there was 2 point whatever for Chamisa. There was only 45,000 for Makhuphe. Nxa ukuthi abantu bevunyelwa ukuthi kube yibo who make the final decision, I think people will go with Chamisa. Ngikhuluma njengomuntu nje ozimeleyo, I potential voter, if the diaspora has the right to vote.
That's right. So I'll give you 1 minute exactly. Can you summarize what you're saying in English? Just 1 minute.
In English, what I'm saying really is that I think when I look at Mr. Komishi, when I look at Monsora and Dr. Lakupi, they're in a marriage of convenience. It's not a long-term marriage. It's a marriage that spoils what Chamisa and the other members of MDC Alliance have. They have no goals, I'm a long-term goals. I believe that they're not working for the same goal. They don't have the same ambitions. They're just taking an opportunity with, okay, the Supreme Court has ruled. Let's just go ahead and exercise what the Supreme Court has said without really asking themselves, are we doing this for the people? Are we doing this for ourselves? Or are we even doing this for other groups that don't want to see the opposition in the future?
Oh, okay, let me pose a question to you, Mr. Ncube. So when we look at this issue, Mr. Ncube, is it possible for the MDC Alliance to go to court and challenge what the Kupe Commission is doing?
Yes, the possibility is always there, but I do not see how the court has... I do not see how the High Court, because they have to go to the High Court for any challenge. I mean, that's the court of first instance in some of these matters, unless, of course, you bring a constitutional issue and then you bring it to the Constitutional Court. So I do not see how the High Court is going to entertain, I mean, them to say, look, the party belongs to them. It's possible, look, there's always a 50%. But insofar as I'm concerned, in light of that Supreme Court decision, whether that decision is right or is wrong, I mean, people have got their own views. I'm not expressing mine. I've got my own private views. But in light of that decision, I do not see how the High Court is going to entertain any challenge where they can then make a decision in favor of, these other guys other than Thokozani Khuphe and their colleagues.
So it will be a waste of time to go to court, literally. That's what you're saying.
For me, it's a serious waste of time. These are political matters that should be settled on political platforms, not in the courts. Because the courts really, I do not see how that Supreme Court decision can be overturned, because you need to get to the Supreme Court itself, convince it that decision that they made was wrong. And I do not see that how the Supreme Court will agree with anyone who comes to say so.
Thank you, Mr. Ngombe. Marvelous.
Apo tiri kunzwa kubva kune nyanzvi vachitaurawo mafungiro avo nemaonero avo pamusoro pezviri kuitika pakati pebato reMDCT ramuzvare Dr. Thokozani Kupe naAdvocate Nelson Chamisa vebato reMDC Alliance vakavari kutaurawo mafungiro avo pamusoro pezviri kuitika mapato maviri iwaya tichiona tangatine veMDC Alliance vanga vari pano. Gibbs, I'm not sure if Mr. Hlatchwa is
still there. Still
there. Hlatchwa, your man's way me should put our one nyanji, panyaya should quit cage. Sakamchaita sim near Manguanatans, Wamchiti Iro Vikirino, Mchange Murku and Akuan. Mushas Fambisa say Panguano COVID-19.
Mr. Hlatchwa, yeah, I think his phone has got a bit of a problem now. Go ahead, maybe go to the next guest.
Mm-hmm. Maybe let me go to Mr. Antine and just say, so what do you think is the way forward looking at what's going on right now between the two parties?
Mr. Antine?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yes.
No, I think what needs to happen, you think that common sense should prevail at some point and the spirit of Ubuntu should prevail at some point. I know most probably the two camps, I don't know if they can reconcile, but I think in a normal circumstance, in a normal world, we'll push for reconciliation. We'll push for them getting back together and really finding the people. But I think, like I said earlier, when I think these people have different ambitions, they all want to be a president. No one wants to be a vice president for anything or to be a secretary for anything. So I don't know how they can be brought together to really beg to the MDC of 1999, which was really, the foundation of the workers, the unions. I think at this point, really, it would be hard to think of them reconciling. So I think the best way, I wish they could stop fighting and all concentrate on their own parties. If one chooses to be MDC Alliance, go ahead with that ticket. Sell your ticket to the people. People buy it or they won't buy it. That's a different story. If you want to be MDCT, be MDCT. Should the MDC Alliance Chamisa end up rebranding and coming up with a new name, they just have to sell that name to the people and the people decide. But I think currently we have an issue because there is no room for any reconciliation. And all this is playing into the most feared thing that there will be a one-party state in Zimbabwe eventually. In my view, that's what I fear.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. And I think we've got an audio of Mr. Kalipani Pukeni. We're expecting him to join the show and Mr. Ten Moyo, but we are struggling to get hold of the two. So let's listen to what Mr. Pukeni said in an interview that I did with him yesterday.
MTC Alliance is our brainchild, and it's an instrument which we used for elections in 2018. And it's an instrument which we can use even in the coming election, depending if we need to. So that is our brainchild. There's no question around it. That we own it, there's no question around it. So as and when necessary, we will use it.
The MDC Alliance is also saying that they are going to be fielding candidates under MDC Alliance, meaning that there will be two MDC alliances. So is that not going to cause confusion?
No, there will never be two MDC alliances. The owners of the name, the people behind the project will use it. There will never be two. Don't worry about that. It will not get there.
And indications from the MTC Alliance are that the MTCT is being used by the ruling ZANU-PF party, which appears to be cascading towards a one-party state. Do you agree with that?
No, of course, it's absurd. You cannot wake up in the morning. I can't wake up in the morning now and claim that I'm now Gibbs Dube. And if the law catches up with me, and then I say no, you as the owner of the name, you are being used by the state to destroy me. That's, in essence, that is their argument. You can't just wake up in the morning and pick up somebody's name and insist that it's your name. And then when that person is looking for remedies against your infringement, that is the case. So if there's anyone who's creating a one-party state, it's them, because their behavior and their actions are typically of the ZANU that we know of Mugabe that we have been fighting all along.
So how are you going to shake off that tag that people are actually saying you are working with ZANU-PF for the appeasement of the ruling party and nothing else?
Well, I know that there are reasonable people in Zimbabwe. There are those that seem to put a premium on propaganda. I think everybody saw Dr. Tsvangirai launch the alliance. Everybody knows that there is an alliance agreement. Which alliance agreement says the president of MTCT is also the president of the MTC alliance. And we know that the courts have solved that matter. When Nelson Chamisa went to court, he was claiming that he is the legitimate successor to Dr. Tsvangirai. The court said no, the legitimate successor is Dr. Kubi. So it must then therefore follow that what Dr. Tsvangirai launched in 2017, which was the MTC Alliance, which the agreement says he is by default the president of it as well, by reason of being the president of MTCT, that all of that has since moved to Dr. Kubi. So here I'm really thinking and hoping that I'm speaking to reasonable people, people who can follow logic in their arguments. Remember, last month or so, I did a press conference at Harvest House, and I've said they have written affidavits, they have sent those affidavits to the courts, 5 of them, they did them fraudulently so. And in the very same week, they do withdraw that court case on the same basis that I had raised, that they have submitted fraudulent affidavits. So these are people who've got no respect for rules, they are unhinged, they do things as they please, they make up things as they go along the way, because people just swallow whatever they claim is reality, when in reality that's not true.
So are you going to take them to court if they failed candidates using MTC Alliance?
We hope that common sense will prevail, but if common sense doesn't prevail, obviously that is where this whole thing is going to end up. I said this in one of our press conferences. We're going to stop them using our slogan, using our emblems, using our colors, using our names. We're going to stop all of this nonsense.
There you are, Mr. Machubarangombe. What can you say? Because the fight is on here. And legally, can they actually stop everything, freeze the MTC Alliance, and make it their own property?
Unfortunately, look, I wouldn't know. But my hunch is that, I mean, taking from the decision of the Supreme Court, that decision is the one hell of a decision that has, brought us where we are today. So that decision can never be wished away. But flowing from that decision, what is being threatened is what I see happening. Like I did intimate that we may actually get an interdict coming from the Kupe, side, interdicting every other person from using, the name. So this is why I think this is about pragmatism, not about the law, So if people are still stuck in the quicksands of the law, mm-hmm. they may be left behind and they may wake up to some very terrible news. If you have the people, go to the people and move on. This happened. You recall that when the strike for Zimbabwe started, there was the Southern African National Congress or Council. It was banned. There was NDP. It was banned. There was ZAPU. At one point in time, it was banned. There was the people. People's Caretaker Council, you know, all these things. So the idea is you should be forward-looking. You should not worry about these other machinations, I mean, that attack you if you have an objective that you seek to fulfill. Lokho okwenzakalayo lokho okukhulunywa ngumnumzane uPhukeni yikho ebengikutho ukuthi kuzahlupha abantu nxa belele obukabhuka ngoba nxa sinanzelela sibona ukuthi i-Supreme Court decision liyana ekamashi 2020 i-decision liyana isilethe inguquko eningi kakhulu kwezepolitiki opposition politics. So it decision leyana isinqumo leso singeke lanini lanini sizama ukuthi sishaye indiva nxa sesishaye indiva siyabe siyalahleka kakhulu ngoba kuzagcina kusenzakala nxa lamadoda lokhe lelo bukabhuka engaboni ukwenzakalana azazithola ukuthi asevinjelwe ngama-court orders ukuthi bengeke besebenzise ibizo. UPhukeni uyatsho ukuthi bazaya phambili bastopa amakhalazi izilogani kuthi ongabe kusenzakala abangabe ngawunanzeli laba abantu sebegijime bahamba ba e trademarks office ba register lezi zinto as their own you know properties and umuntu angaregister trademark is registered where there is nothing you can do when you are registering isingeyakhe. So le mvumo ukuthi aye court ayethola isinqumo sokuthi wena ungasebenzisi nxa laba bengananzeleli okuzakwenzeka ukuthi kuzathi kusiyafika ukhetho oluzayo kumbe lolo lwama-by-election bethole ukuthi kulesinqumo sekhotha ukuthi ngeke balisebenziselelo bizo. Yikho ngithi bona kabakhohlwe ngokomthetho bacabange politically. Kwezepolitiki kucashwa ngapolitical kwenziwe kwepolitiki ungabulokhu ume emthethweni uzasala ubambe insiba zenyona.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu Mr. Matshobana Ncube, hold on there. We have got an interview that we did also with Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, who is the MDC Alliance presidential spokesperson. Let's hear what he said about what is going on.
We are left wondering as to whether they are now going to call back those MPs that they have expelled. But be that as it may, we are very clear here that the main issue for Zimbabweans right now is the callousness of this regime. The fact that they believe, they don't believe that Zimbabwe's life matter and that Mnangagwa is using paralegal armed groups to harm and to attack Zimbabweans that they are afraid of. We know that the police are not happy with these groups taking their role. We know that the army is probably shocked that arms are being used this way. And I think that the region is unnerved by ZANU-PF becoming a state sponsor of terrorism.
So now, when we're looking at this issue, it seems as if these people want Mr. Nelson Chamisa to be a hopeless politician without a party at all. What's the way forward for you as MDC Alliance?
Well, President Chamisa has noted very clearly that what is happening now is akin to what Mr. Mnangagwa has done before, which is to try and create a de facto one-party state. This is why President Chamisa helped take the decision yesterday or accepted the decision from the executive yesterday, which says that the party will continue with its name and the party is going to resist ZANU-PF giving it an identity.
There you are, Marvelous. That's what mm-hmm. they say. Yes.
I wapo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vaPhukeni, the MDC, muzvare Thokozani Kupe, tikanzwa zvakare tapedzisira kunzwa kubva kuna vaSibanda veMDC Alliance, vachitaurawo ivo kuti bato ravo reMDC Alliance richaenderera mberi. Vari kutaura kuti vakasangana paweekend vakaona kuti vachaenderera mberi vachishandisa zita ravo iro reMDC Alliance. Asi tanzwa vaPhukeni vachitaura kuti ivo nebato ravo vachaedza kuti vamise MDC Alliance kuti ishandise staili zvinhu zvakadai semakala nezvimwewo, vachitaura kuti kana zvikaramba zvakadaro vanogona kutoenda kumataredzi mhosva vachinowanikwa ivo kuti vatsvage mvumo yekuti MDC Alliance yava Nelson Chamisa isawanikwe ichishandisa sita iri nemakala aya nemaslogan zvakare sekutaura kwavanga vari kuita. Saka pachiri nemapishapisha aripo, hatiri kunzwawo zvakare nyanzvi dziri panapa vaNcube navaNtini vachipawo pfungwa dzavo vachitaura kuti dai zvaibvira vanhu ava vataurirana, asi semaonero avo sekutaura kwavari kuita, kutaurana kwemapato maviri aya hakusi kuzowanikwa kuchiitika. Saka zvakakosha kuti MDC Alliance kana ichikwanisa iedze kuenda kuvanhu, nokuti iyo inenge ine vanhu, asi vaone kuti kana zvichibvira, kana vachida kuti vatange rimwe bato, vatange rimwe bato, vanhu vanogona kuvateedzera kwavanenge vari ikoko. Asi vanga vari kuti chakakosha ndechekuti bato iri MDC Alliance yaNelson Chamisa igare pasi inyatsoona kuti hwaro hwayo hwakamira sei munguva iri kutevera. Uyezve vataura zvakare kuti muMDCT yamuzvare Tokozani Kupe, pari zvino vari kuona kunge havasi kunyatsoona zviri mberi, vari kuda zviri pedo, semaonero enyanzvi dziri pano. Gibbs.
As an independent, Mr. Ntini, what's your advice to these political parties?
As I listen to the clips between the two gentlemen, Rupugeni and Lotto Bellas Fund, it's obvious what the MDC Alliance is relying on the people and the way forward. Whereas the MDC got towards any is hands-on my court. They are doing a due diligence, blocking this and blocking that. And they hope that through that they'll force people to love them. So I think that's why there's a big disconnect. MDC Alliance, I think they are out there with the people, they are engaged with the people, but like who knows, I don't know what they say. Father Vuga, so we're late. Now we're going to can you look at Lavana, like Kichima, what are they doing? Over when we talk about things like trademarks and copyrights, one would think the MDC Alliance is quietly doing all those things, protecting their name, and not waiting for the other function to drop a bomb 2 months down the road. I think, yes, they have the people, but they need to do a lot of due diligence. They need to protect themselves. They need to kind of fence in the party. But if MDC Alliance is just saying, hey, we have the people, yes, I know they have the people. Right now, Chamisa can say, hey, I want to fill the National Sports Stadium. He would do it with no... without having to provide food.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much. Mr. Nube, your last word, sir.
I was listening to the clip by Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, a good friend of mine. I mean, we're together in the student politics. I mean, long back in the day, you know. Unfortunately, I'm disappointed, I mean, in their leadership, frankly speaking. He says that the National Executive Council has determined that they are going to stick to this name, and the name is not going anywhere. Fair and fine, it's fine, but for me, that's not pragmatism. I think they will live to regret some of these things. I mean, look, it's not about a name. What's in a name, you know? You know, you can call the person by another name, it's still fine. Why, I mean, this obsession with the name? And the Pukeni is clearly warning them to say, look, we are working on these things, and they will stop you from using these names, and you ignore him at your peril. It's so unfortunate.
Thank you very much, Mr. Nobe. I think our program has come to an end right now. I wish to take this opportunity to thank Mr. Busani Mbuso Ntini. He is a political commentator based in New York. Mr. Machoma Nangobe, a human rights lawyer, is based in Bulawayo. And Mr. Clifford Tlachwayo, the MDC Alliance Deputy National Spokesperson. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Aiwa inini ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya, huye ndichikutendai mese manga muri pachirongwa chedu, uyezve tichida kukutaurai kuti chirongwa ichi tachibika munguva yapfuura chiri pre-recorded, saka pamunozoona mamwe mafiga anogona kunge achinja. Totenda vese vanga vari pano, muve nezuva rakanaka, tosangana paLet's Talk ngatikurukurei mangwana. Inini ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya, huye ndiri muWashington.
Bamaizimavo kunaka.